The Tea Health Show, your medical lifestyle podcast, brought to you by the Tea Clinic.
Good morning, this is the Tea Health Show. I'm Dr. Mark, and today in studio I have Tanya Vilimirovic, the Managing Director of Evolution Cosmetics, one of the leading cosmeceutical brands in South Africa. And we're going to talk about winter skin, what we can do to prevent the dryness, the flaking, etc., etc. Tanya, it's always good to have you. It's been a while since we've done a podcast
together. It has. Thanks for having me back.
It's my absolute pleasure. So, Tanya, winter's upon us. And if, like most people, I'm experiencing dryness in my skin, I'm a little bit more itchy, and it's time for us to take a re-look at the products that we've been using through summer, now into winter. What is it in the skin that changes and why?
You know, first things first, I think we have to take a look at the first three rules, right? So protection, hydration, and dial back the at-home exfoliation. Those are the winter how-tos, basically. Because, you know, our skin is going to change, but it's going to be a little bit drier moving from different climates, also recycled air conditioners. And a lot of the time you think what you can do in summer, you should up in winter, when in fact at home you should be dialing it all back, having calming, soothing ingredients, creamy cleansers, to really hydrate and nourish the skin.
Okay, now here on the Highveld where we live, you know what, the humidity has definitely started to change.
Yeah.
I think we've had quite a dry summer.
We have.
And even in summer, I had to do a little bit more to keep my skin feeling good.
Yeah.
Now, I think the majority of us think of skin as the face, but it is our biggest organ. Hydration on the body.
Yeah.
Here we are looking at the ingredients within the skin. Collagen, hyaluronic acid, etc., etc. Now, Evolution Cosmetics has, according to me, one of the foremost and most bioavailable collagen supplementations on the market. It's the gold collagen range.
Yeah.
Please tell us a little bit about collagen and why it's important.
So as we get older, obviously our collagen depletes in the body, as well as our hyaluronic acid content. So both of these are really important to supplement as we get older. But collagen is so vital as a protein because it really does help everything, joints, skin, you know, the plumpness and the health of our skin. So our collagen is different in the way that it is also combined with a multivitamin and a hyaluronic acid content. So it is a liquid that you would take every morning on an empty stomach. And ideally, this is used in conjunction with really great skincare that's going to plump and hydrate the skin as well as really protect it from aging.
So you taught me something. Why do we take a collagen on an empty stomach? Is it about the absorption
that you don't want food? And the bioavailability.
Okay.
That's it.
I always say, you know what, if you buy a collagen off the shelf or online, these products don't have regulatory guidelines for them. And you might as well just take a piece of horse hoof, which contains collagen.
That's it. It's true.
It's true. Evolution is, or the gold collagen, is a marine collagen.
It is collagen, and it's also combined with black pepper extract. So bioperine is what we call it. And this increases the bioavailability of the collagen. So in its liquid form, it really does go directly into the body, into the bloodstream, and it goes to where it needs to go.
Being a marine collagen, it's safe for vegans?
It is, yeah, you know.
Is it not a vegan product? Because it comes from kelp, if I'm not mistaken.
It actually, I don't know if you know of the fish scale. So it's actually the fish scale.
Oh, so it's not kelp. It's not plant-based.
It's not plant-based. It's animal-based. Yes. So it is the scale that is used to treat burn victims. So it's the same scale that they actually apply onto burnt skin to increase the healing.
Okay.
So it's the
so
same.
I want to ask Jack, sorry that I interject. Jack, but is a fish specifically grown and cultivated for transplant victims? Do you know which fish it is?
I could be wrong, but is it not tilapia?
Yay! Okay.
There we go.
You know what? Yes. And we grow a lot of tilapia here in Africa.
Oh, okay.
Tilapia is one of the main species in our Great Lakes.
So just to qualify, I watch a lot of Dr. House and those kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
The one series that blows my mind right now is called The Good Doctor.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love that
That's
show.
Where I discovered or learned of tilapia.
I love that. Well, mm-hmm. It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
So, Tanya, collagen essential for us. Now, winter for me is the time where I usually tell my patients, this is the best time to do your more invasive treatments, to treat pigmentation, etc., etc. For the simple reason, you know, but our UV radiation usually decreases. Now, I don't know whether you guys were lucky enough to see the auroras.
No.
That happened.
Yes.
And at the moment, you know what, we're expecting those particles. There's another big coronal mass ejection that has happened or is going to happen over the next couple of weeks. Protection is essential. I think so many of us think that using a sunscreen in winter is not that necessary.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's such a misconception. It's completely necessary. In fact, even more so, you know, because we don't really, especially in Johannesburg, we don't have a lot of cloud cover. We don't have a lot of rain. It's not our rainy season. It's still just as warm. And also, sunscreens should really be combined with blue light protection now. And all of our brands are, we also find ourselves indoors a lot, really on our screens, on our computers, you know, staying huddled up. And actually, it's more vital than ever in winter.
So in the Evolution range, we have three product ranges. We have DermaQuest, we have Dr. Shramik, and then we have probably one of my favorite products, just because it's so affordable, is the UFLAB range. In those ranges, the sunscreens, which one would you recommend, or is there different types of sunscreens for different indications for patients?
There are. You know, let's start with DermaQuest, for example. So DermaQuest has got a combination of chemical and physical sunscreens. So our chemical sunscreens are better for a daytime anti-aging product that has the combination of sunscreen and blue light protection in it. Then we also have our physical sunscreens that patients would use if they had acne, for example, or if they were going through a very vigorous peeling process, especially in winter. It's definitely our peeling time. And also for male clients, you know, sometimes our male clients do not want something as thick as our female patients. So we've got something for everything and everyone in DermaQuest. Shramik, same thing.
Let's touch on Shramik for a second. Shramik is an all-natural, organic range.
Yeah, so think of everybody knows our AHAs and our BHAs, glycolic acid, salicylic acid. Everyone has an idea of what this does to the skin. And how Shramik is different is Shramik takes the the acid in its natural component and puts it into the skincare. So say, for example, glycolic acid is from sugarcane. Shramik will take the sugarcane. Okay, so it just doesn't go through all of the chemical processes to become glycolic acid, for example. So that's
so
the
it's
only
natural
difference.
Fruit acids. It's
it is.
Not synthetic.
It is.
Or processed fruit
that's
acids.
It. It's not in its harsher form. Okay, so whereas DermaQuest would be the glycolic acid, so it's very fast-acting, it's symptoms, it's gone. Shramik is slightly slower to get the condition resolved. However, it is long-lasting. You know, she treats the cause, which is the difference.
Dr. Shramik was a phenomenal dermatologist in Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
That's it, Dr. Christine Shramik. She's Christine Shramik Druzio, to be exact. She is still alive and well, but her grandchildren and children are now taking over the company, who are also dermatologists, so everyone's following in the footsteps.
It's in the family.
Yeah. It is in the family. It's a brilliant story, but, you know, that's a podcast for another time.
Now, Euflam.
Yeah.
Again, you know what? I use a combination of all three of the product lines. The DermaQuest as my creams and my serums. I use Shramik, for instance, as my day cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use the Euflab products as my nighttime routine. Let's talk about protection in the Euflab range. There's some specific sunscreens.
Yeah.
They also have a fabulous body one.
They do. That's what's really good about Euflab specifically, is that they've got equally good body protection as they do on the face. And that's why I really love Euflab, because they kind of have thought of just every part of skincare, and your body, as you so correctly said earlier, is so important. It's your biggest organ. So Euflab, just to touch on it a little bit, is from Greece. It is a cosmeceutical that is attainable for everyone. And I say that because it really has got a beautiful price point that ensures patients can have their treatments in clinic, all of their treatments in clinic, and then also maintain this really well at home. So Euflab has got a range of sunscreens ranging from tinted sunblocks, SPF 50, to chemical sunscreens that are non-tinted, and then, of course, for the body as well.
I now that you talk about the tinted ones, the Shramik range has a beautiful tinted moisturizer, a range of tinted moisturizers, which I actually use as my concealer or foundation or cover up when I go onto television.
BB
and
cream.
Yes, it's you combine different colors together, and you know what? I have to be honest, your skin looks flawless, and I have never ever had anyone ask why I'm wearing some kind of base or concealer. And you know, and I come out of studio directly into my office, and no one knows that I have something on my skin. It's actually quite phenomenal. Mm. Tanya, we spoke about that this is the time to do more invasive treatments. All the products have peels. Mm-hmm. What are our peel indications, and why are we doing them in winter? It's not just the dry skin that we battle with. It's also the damage that we've done throughout summer.
Mm.
So pigmentation really is a big problem for all skin types in South Africa. And I'm thinking specifically the darker skin types, Fitzpatrick 3s, 4s, 5s.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, just to explain, a Fitzpatrick skin type, we have 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the fairest, so here you're looking at your Irish kind of people, very fair skin, red hair, green eyes, freckles. When they go in the sun, they burn immediately. They never get a tan. So that's Fitzpatrick one. Fitzpatrick 2's is more someone of Tanya's skin. Mm. Fair, light eyes. Will get a slight tan, but really have to be careful about it. Otherwise, they do burn and peel. Mm. I'm a Fitzpatrick 3. Darker hair, darker eyes. We get a good tan. And we don't burn that easily. Fitzpatrick 4's our Indian and Asian patients. Tanya, you will agree those are the most difficult skin type to treat.
Incredibly sensitive skin.
Is there a reason why?
They tend to pigment.
Okay.
They tend to pigment and badly. So if you overstimulate the face or if you overstimulate the skin, if you cause inflammation, those patients will have a post-inflammatory hyperpigment. Pigmentary reaction, and that's very difficult to treat. So Indian patients, really, really difficult to treat.
Yeah.
Ben, you are a Fitzpatrick 5, and our West African population would be Fitzpatrick 6, a really Nubian, ebony black patients will be a Fitzpatrick 6. Fitzpatrick 5s, like you, also quite difficult to treat. We have to be careful when we use energy or light-based devices. It's also quite interesting to note that Fitzpatrick 5 skin types are usually the skin types that form keloids and hypertrophic scars.
Oh, wow.
So you can think if your healing process in the skin goes out of hand when it forms scarring. Now, pigmentation is also a problem. Just ask a lot of the African ladies that had acne, et cetera, et cetera, faced with scarring. So, Tanya, we know that the base of a good skincare routine would be to protect, so always, always, always a sunscreen. You don't have to use anything else, but a sunscreen is essential. Now, I wanted to talk specifically about winter skin. So how do we need to, or when do we start knowing that we need to change our product? You mentioned earlier we should be less aggressive with our exfoliations, and yet we also say that this is the time for chemical peeling. But how do I realize that my skin is changing and that it needs something different?
So I always feel that it's in the autumn that your skin starts to feel slightly different. You start to get a bit more tight due to the dryness. You start feeling that there's areas of your skin that are perhaps flaking off. You start noticing more fine lines and wrinkles, but this is probably because you're so dehydrated. Your skin can become a little bit red. There can become, you know, a bit of itching. So there is dry eyes. There are definitely indicators that your skin is starting to move into its autumn or its winter feel. And when that starts happening, it is so important to up your hydration. So that is internally as well as on your skin. But like I say, the exfoliation, you know, big misconception. In clinic, yes, we start adding on a more aggressive approach with regards to the peelings. We add retinol or a stronger treatment so that your skin can shed in a cooler month that is not so hot. It's not so, it's not going to kind of like compromise your skin. But at home, some people like to step up the exfoliation. They want to do all the AHAs and the granular and higher retinols because they think that dry skin needs to come off, when in fact you are only causing sensitivity on the skin. So allow the deep exfoliation for the professionals. At home, you're going to stick to exfoliation once a week and up. Instead of twice a week. And also don't try and combine your exfoliators. Sometimes it's as simple as having an AHA in your cleanser. you could literally, that is your exfoliation. That's absolutely fine.
So, you know, stay away from the physical exfoliators and move over to something that's more chemical, like in your cleanser. I know that in the DermaQuest range, there's a beautiful cleanser, the peptide glyco cleanser.
That's it.
Am I right?
Yes, yeah.
So and actually, I use it as a chemical peel at home.
Yes.
I leave it on while I'm washing my hair or, you know, washing my body. I just leave it on for about 5 minutes. And you actually do feel that there's I think it's 10% salicylic acid, 15% salicylic acid, which is a hectic peel. You know, so, and do that just once a week, maybe twice a week.
It could be twice a week if it's
but
in your
not
cleanser.
Every day.
But exactly, you know, in summer, here's a perfect example. In summer, I can really, my skin can take a nice strong exfoliation twice a week with salicylic acid. As soon as I start moving into the winter months, once a week is absolutely more than enough for me. Your skin is a slightly more sensitive in winter. And if you are using your gel cleansers and your stronger retinols and your granular exfoliators, your skin is just going to kick back in winter.
For me, I think one of the things that we don't realize is the effect that hot water has on the skin. Now, you know, with winter's the time where we all take really nice, long, hot showers or baths.
Yeah.
But that dries out, or it actually removes the oils from your skin. That disrupts the skin's microbiome, all these trillions of organisms that live on our skin, which we need.
Yeah.
Just think of when we went through COVID, what happened to people's hands because of all the disinfectants and sanitizers that we used. People started getting skin reactions. It's because they disrupted the microbiome. We're still paying the price for what we've done through there. Because we've weakened our immune systems by not being exposed to the common colds and stuff. And today, you know what, if you just take it around you, last week we spoke about your immune system and what we can do. So, Tanya, what do we do for the immune system of the skin? You know, we want the hot showers, but if I had a hot shower, I've removed all the oils.
Yeah.
How do I replace it? And is there anything available in the Evolution range? I think there is in UFLAB.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, going back to protection, like we said in the beginning, it's not only sunscreen, but it's also your skin barrier. So you have to up that protection in winter. So now you've gone in the bath, all this beautiful warmth has now stripped your skin of anything that was good. You just need a stronger moisturizer, perhaps something that's got a lot of ceramides in it, a lot of hyaluronic acid.
So ceramides specifically for barrier function?
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Schreimack has got the most beautiful barrier repair cream called Special Care Cream. We actually use this post-green peel, but a lot of people miss its actual function, which is barrier repair. And
so for my patients with eczema and psoriasis, which in winter definitely flares up. It
absolutely
definitely gets
and
worse.
And rosacea gets worse.
The redness,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, totally. Beautiful. Special Care Cream is so wonderful. Then if we circle back to DermaQuest, we've got a delicate collection that's also got argan oil in it. Argan oil is a wonderful ingredient to add in winter. Argan oil is actually used to treat burn victims as well. So it actually assists in that healing process. It also reduces calm, reduces the redness and the inflammatory response in the skin. We have a stunning creamy cleanser. So if you are in those warmer baths, warmer showers, and you're washing your face, switch to a creamy cleanser.
Yeah, you don't want something to strip for oils.
That's it.
So
switch to a creamy cleanser. So can you see how how we're just adapting? So as we're moving into different parts of what winter is, you're just slightly adapting as
so
you're going along.
It's almost as if we can think if you have a normal skin during summer, you should change to products for dry skin in winter.
Yes.
Especially your cleansers.
Yes. Acne. they don't want to do that. So then immediately they go, I'm not going to do that, you know. But they are also going through the motions. Their skin is actually also drier. And then they're maintaining their skin with their summer skincare to treat their acne, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And they're not understanding that they also need the hydration. They also need to repair that skin barrier so that the acne will start to subside.
It's very interesting, you know, when I treat my acne patients, I tell them that they have to take electrolytes to hydrate the skin within.
Exactly.
Now, the problem is, keeping water inside the skin, it needs to be trapped there. And the product that does do that, or the component of your extracellular matrix that does that, is hyaluronic acid. If you have water in the skin, you can't have oil in the skin. Mm-hmm. So upping hydration through trapping water, and it doesn't help that you just drink water. It's not going to work. Mm. You have to increase your hyaluronic acid content. Mm. So some of the products in the ranges that have good hyaluronic acid content.
So Youth Lab have just recently launched a little collection called Hydro Cloud. It's got a moisturizer.
Oh, that's the little pink one.
Yes.
You gave it to me.
Delicious.
Once, and it's like a cool bath for your face.
I know. It's really something special. they really got it right with this one. So it is different molecular weights or sizes of the molecule of hyaluronic acid. Exactly. And that is what the trick is. And also that is the difference between, you know, skincare that you're going to buy over the counter versus skincare that is available in our plastic surgeons, aesthetic doctors, you know, in the cosmeceutical kind of market. So basically what happens is the lower molecular weight travels all the way down through the skin. The higher molecular weight forms like a barrier on top of the skin, a nice sticky barrier. So when you're putting on a good hyaluronic acid, you really want to feel that sticky sensation on the skin. And what happens is it forms like an invisible film. So then that smaller molecular weight kind of wants to lift to the surface of the skin, but as it's lifting up, it's closed, it's sealed right in. So that movement throughout the skin is actually hydrating all of the layers so beautifully, and there is no chance for that transepidermal water loss, you know. And then combined with the ceramide moisturizer, beautiful sunscreen, you really are protecting the skin from the inside out.
Yeah, it's interesting. We spoke about starting to put on heaters and air cons and gas fireplaces and fireplaces. Mm. And that really creates water loss through the skin. Our biggest water loss is through breathing, and then, you know, it's through evaporation. And it's not sweat. It's not the sweating. It's literally you being desiccated. Mm. Because of the environment. The atmosphere tries to create equilibrium through osmosis and stuff like that. So it's just like you putting a piece of meat on salt. It's going to pull all the water out of the meat. Mm. Or if you put water over the meat, you know, but the meat is going to become soggy. So it's that same principle.
Yeah.
Tanya, when it comes to serums versus creams in winter, does our requirements change, or has the technology of serums evolved to do the same as what a cream would have done?
Dermaquest is a really good one for this, because a lot of our serums will double up as moisturizers. So our vitamin C, I don't know if you've used our C infusion serum before from Dermaquest.
No, but I've used the B5 essential hydrating serum.
Yes, which is magical. But now in winter, you want to be sure to add antioxidants. Things like vitamin C, vitamin E, resveratrol is also a really good one. So Our vitamin C from DermaQuest is an oil-soluble vitamin C. So this is going which to is your quite, oil water mix.
Yeah, which is quite unique.
Yes.
Most vitamin C is water-soluble.
Yes.
It's not well. It's not fat-soluble.
It's not. So just so to is like it break liposomal? It down. This is it. So to break it down, your skin barrier is a lipid. So yes, it's got a lipid barrier. It's oil.
Yeah.
So if you are putting a water-soluble form of vitamin C, for example, onto the oil directly.
It's not going to penetrate. Right. It forms a barrier. Yeah.
So it forms a bit of a barrier. So this is talking about serum specifically, because remember, serum will go directly onto the clean, dry skin. So if you are putting an oil-soluble vitamin C on top of the oil-soluble barrier, it will penetrate. It will go exactly where it needs to go. And in a cosmeceutical skincare, the penetration is time released, which means it releases slowly throughout the day. How do we do that? With a really high-tech delivery system. Again, podcast for another day. But it penetrates directly where it needs to go into the cell, and it slowly releases throughout the day. It's also available in a creamy formulation, a creamy consistency. So,
but it's still a lipid-based.
It's still a lipid-based. And then it goes directly onto the skin, beautiful for winter. And then, you know, you could probably keep your lightweight moisturizer or your lightweight sunscreen that you have been keeping, but perhaps change up the serum. You don't need to now have a million different skincare products because it's winter. You know, I think less is more. Simplify your skincare and actually just work smart with it, and you'll find your results will be a lot better.
I want to circle back a little bit towards treatment for conditions. Mm. Winter, as we said, good time to treat pigmentation on a more invasive level.
Mm.
As long as we don't have solar flares,
yeah,
which we are having at the moment.
Mm.
Using chemical peels, etc., etc.
Mm.
What are the pitfalls for someone that think, okay, I can order a glycolic peel online, or, you know what, I'm just quickly going to pop into my local beauty therapist who's not a somatologist, or, you know what, I don't have an aesthetic practitioner around, or I don't have the means to do big aesthetic skin treatments. Mm. What can we do at home?
So, again, things like our DermaQuest cleanser, which is amazing. So that has got 15% glycolic acid in it. That is stronger than some peels on the market at the moment. So that cleanser, for example, exactly the way that Mark uses it, clean, dry skin, you leave a layer on for about 8 to 10 minutes, and it really does give you a beautiful, deep exfoliation.
And actually gives you a phenomenal glow without redness. It really does.
A bit red carpet ready, for sure.
Yeah.
So there are ways that you could do things at home. But I have to warn against, you know, just buying things off Take a Lot, for example, that has got, you know, glycolic acid in it, or I even found some TCAs online available.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, trichloric acid.
Yeah.
Which will give you a third-degree burn. Absolutely. If not used properly.
Absolutely. You know, believe me, I've had one. Warn against,
which I did myself,
like,
by the way. So I usually go to Tanya, but if I can't get hold of her, you know, I am 72.
No way. No way.
So, okay. Tanya, other treatments that we do. I think microneedling is still a very popular one.
Really good. Let's circle to green peel.
It's an enzymatic peel. This is a very interesting one. It's not a chemical peel. It's an enzymatic peel. It's revolutionary. It's also from Dr. Shramik.
It is. And, you know, chemical peels, DermaQuest is very chemical-based. So when we first heard about green peel, we really underestimated it. We thought it was going to be a bunch of lavender rubbed on our skin, I've got to be honest with you. And it is 8 different herbs that go through a mechanical peeling process. It is a very specialized technique that is massaged into the skin and the herbs then penetrate in, also only available with a doctor affiliation.
Now, and there's a very good reason for that.
Yes, absolutely. We found out. Yeah, so it is completely different. It doesn't change the pH of your skin as like what a chemical peel would
do. Yeah, chemical peel acid. You know, but we have chemical peels with a pH lower than pool acid.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
This is so some if of the you, ones available on Take a Lot.
Oh, my goodness.
If you don't know how to use them,
yeah,
you can create severe damage to the skin, irreparable damage to the skin because it's an acid.
Yeah. Mm.
So the green peel, unique. We haven't encountered anything even remotely similar to it from an enzymatic peel process.
No. And also, you know, this peel has been around since 1958. The actual herbs, the pot of herbs, the formulation has not changed since then, you know. So the success is basically in the years that this peel has been around. So she created it to actually treat World War II victims. So their burns, their scars and their ailments coming through the war. Her parents were herbalists. She knew what she wanted to do. She knew which herbs to use. But how to synergistically make them work together and penetrate into the skin, she wasn't sure of. So she partnered with a dermatologist from the University of Hindenburg. This peel comes from Germany. The two of them together came up with the herbs. So it's 8 different herbs doing 8 different things at the same time. That's what's so good about it.
So the interesting thing about this peel is that during the peel process, it's really comfortable.
Mm.
For a couple of days after the peel, it actually feels like, you know, that you've a prickly pear thorns that get into your fingers.
Yeah.
It's not so until, you know, you touch it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So that peel does the same thing. It creates this, you know, but if you touch your skin, it's like, oh, okay. It feels a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, but phenomenal results for rejuvenating the skin from pigmentation to fine lines and wrinkles.
That's it. And that would be the lighter version of green peel. We also have 2 very medical methods called energy and classic. And these can be done for deep wrinkles, pitted scarring, quite tough pigmentation to treat. It can also be done on the body, so PIH or post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation from acne on the back, stretch marks. So it really is just the most incredible treatment. And we reserve the medical methods for winter.
And it's interesting and I think noteworthy that this is an organic, all natural, no chemical peel. Yes. So for the patients that don't want weird stuff and chemicals on their skin, Shramik and its peels and its product range is all natural. Mm. So it's an organic one with, you know, which competes with some of your strongest chemical components on the market. So it's quite phenomenal. Tanya, I don't want to drag this on for too much longer. What is the difference between the different ranges? So Shramik we positioned as a all-natural range. DermaQuest was formulated in the States, if I'm not mistaken, and Uflap in Greece.
Yes.
There's quite similarities between them until we get to the price.
Mm. So DermaQuest is our high end, of the higher end of the 3. It is our prescription-based cosmeceutical brand, so this you'll only really find in a doctor-owned practice. The reason we have it this way is because the percents of the ingredients, the strength of these products are incredibly strong.
Yeah.
We have a 2% retinol as a retail product. We do not even allow online sales of this brand, regardless of the stockist. So even if the online store is owned by a doctor, we do not recommend the sale of this product without person to person.
That's
skin
the
analysis.
Retinol serum.
Yeah.
I can tell you that it's phenomenal.
Incredible.
I use that product because I use a lot of retinol on my skin.
Yeah.
And it's true what you said, you know, but with retinol, which is the gold standard, I think, in skincare.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful, especially in winter, I could use my retinol products at least 4 times a week. Now I start feeling sensitive if I use it 3 times a week.
Absolutely. And if someone is starting retinol in winter? Like, they've gone to the
I wouldn't do that.
Exactly. But perhaps they could start with something like our retinaldehyde or our Youth Lab. Exactly. Yeah. So Dermaquest has got a beautiful retinol called Retinaldehyde Renewal Cream. It's actually in our sensitized collection. So someone that's starting retinol in their winter, in the winter months, could start there or Youth Lab. Absolutely. It's a beautiful oily consistency. Very gentle, and people could really start using it every night immediately.
Yeah, one of the things that I like about the retinol range in Youth Lab is that you have a retinol cream for nighttime use, a retinol night cream.
Yes.
And the breakthrough product for me there was the retinol Reboot eye cream.
Yes.
It's very, very seldom that you will find an eye cream that contains retinol because the skin is sensitive.
Mm.
But for fine lines and wrinkles and skin quality around the eye, the retinol, the Youth Lab Reboot Eye Serum.
It's very good.
It's really,
also
really
unique,
good.
Which is quite nice.
Tanya, if we think about overall changes that we're going to make in winter. For a lot of people, you know, but spending 1,000 or 2,000 or even 3,000 rand on a single product, because some of the products can be that much. Which one, if I have a limited budget, I still have some of my original products around. What do I change or what do I add in? One product that you will change or one
just
product
one
that you will add in for winter specifically?
Okay. If I was going to choose just the one, I would say perhaps a richer moisturizer. If it was just one. So say you have your sunscreen, you have a cleanser, perhaps it's a, you know, a gentle cleanser. You've got your hydrating serum. If it was just one, I would add a richer moisturizer, a more hydrating, nourishing moisturizer that perhaps has got an ingredient like vitamin C in as well.
For patients' winter acne skin, would we change something maybe to one of the hydrating serums that doesn't cause oiliness instead of a cream?
Definitely.
Which one?
Dermaquest has got an incredible one called B5 Moisture Matte. So you use essential B5 hydrating serum, which is incredible hydrator for a normal, dry, dehydrated, standard aging skin. B5 Moisture Matte is a hydrator for an oily skin. So what it does is it hydrates, but it's also got lilac stem cells that reduce sebum flow, and it mats the skin. So it locks in
hydration.
So it's
not going to create blocked pores.
No.
It actually mops up the oil that blocks the pore.
It mops the oil but prevents the water loss, like we spoke about earlier, and it also provides a bit of a matte finish.
Okay. So for our sensitive skin types, eczema, rosacea, even psoriasis, psoriasis is a little bit more difficult, but for patients prone to eczema and rosacea, the redness, which one product? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but what one product? Something with ceramide in, I presume.
Yeah, so I would go for Delicate Daily Moisturizer from Dermaquest. It's ceramide based. It's also got a beautiful, that argan oil that we spoke about earlier. It reduces redness, inhibits melanogenesis by 80%. So that is the discoloration of the skin. But it also locks in moisture. And, you know, even when you're putting it on, I actually have a rosacea skin type that comes out in redness and then presents as a cystic acne. And if I don't
use proper rosacea.
Proper rosacea. And I'm 41, so it's a very difficult skin to navigate, especially at this age, especially in winter. And that moisturizer, even when I put it on, and if you know, you know. If you've got rosacea or eczema, you know, you know. You put it on, I can even feel it calm.
Okay.
I can feel it. Soothing, calming within moments, my redness has dissipated.
How about the Cloud products?
Also amazing. You know how much I love those, my HydroCloud.
So for patients with really, really dry skin, I can definitely vouch for this one. If you really have dry, sensitive skin,
yeah.
So if you are outdoors in winter doing cycling or something like that where there's damage from the wind, the cold, the sun, you know, putting that onto your skin, it's like having a refreshing gin and tonic.
Absolutely.
It really is brilliant.
It really is.
And that's in the Youth Lab range, and it really isn't that expensive. So that, for me, is a very good investment.
Yeah, and also looking after your body from a sunscreen perspective. If you are out and you're hiking or you're cycling, you know, people still maintain their outdoor lifestyle, especially in Joburg in winter. And Youth Lab sunscreens, they're a nice spray-on sunscreen, no mess, no fuss. They don't leave an oily consistency, an oily residue. And also very good on all Fitzpatrick. There's no white cast. So that brand specifically is really good.
So the last thing that I want to touch on is in the Shramik range, if I remember correctly, there's a body oil. Am I right?
Was it
the Youth Lab? For people that like taking a nice long bubble bath. But remember, soap, bubble bath, it's going to strip for oils and all the good things.
Mm-hmm.
This body oil of yours, besides the fact that it smells delicious, it's beautiful to get out of a bath on slightly damp skin, just apply it and get into a nice fluffy gown or straight into a nice warm bed.
Very nice. And also if you perhaps don't want to put the oil directly onto your skin, you can also drop it into your existing body treatment just to add a little bit more of a hydration and nourishing boost, and you can put it directly on as well.
Yeah, I have to be honest, it's not oily.
Mm-mm.
You don't feel oily. It's almost as if it absorbs into the skin.
Yeah.
So it's like a dry oil. It's not an oily oil.
Yeah.
Tanya, thank you for sharing your insights.
Yeah.
Winter for me is always a difficult time because my skin becomes incredibly reactive.
Mm.
It feels tight and it itches, almost as if something is biting you.
Yes.
And you know what? I use the range. My face always feels amazing. I do battle with the rest of my body, especially my back.
Mm.
But we'll incorporate some of the changes. More hyaluronic acid.
More protection.
More protection. Decrease the exfoliation.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Next week, we'll be back with some aesthetic patients and the journey. I've taken two of my patients on an aesthetic journey where they aesthetic virgins or injectable virgins. And we are going to share their experience and some of their fears. One is a 58-year-old lady and the other one is a 40-year-old guy who's an athlete. So join us for that if you want to know more about the possible aesthetic treatments for specific conditions. Until then, we wish you all the best in health.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
You're so good.
That was the Tea Health Show, empowering you with knowledge. Download all previous episodes on your favorite podcast platform. The Tea Health Show is brought to you by Tea Clinic.